Regulars here will know that normally it's Jeremy up here doing the talk, and he has a kind of a style of easing us in with an anecdote or a story, and then he kind of gives us just enough of a morsel of Christian truth to help encourage us or cheer us on our way or strengthen us to live for Christ for the next few days. And, well, this week's a bit different, and next week's a bit different, because we're thinking about Advent. And the thing about Advent is, as a topic, it kind of grabs you by the scruff of the neck. There aren't a ton of funny stories about drinks parties about Advent to tell. So we're going to dive straight in. So this week we're thinking about the reality of Advent. Next we're thinking about how to live and work in the life of it, light of it. And as you may well know, Advent is the first 4 weeks before Christmas, where Christians traditionally think about Jesus coming again. Not the first coming at Christmas, but Jesus coming again in final judgment, when we will all have to stand before God and give an account of our lives before him. And after that, to face the realities of either heaven or hell. It is not cuddly stuff. And typically, the church hasn't been very good at doing Advent. And I think that's for a number of reasons. I think it's partly because we kind of, the Jesusless, presence-based, Santa-driven, consumerist version of Christmas starts sometime in August and kind of anesthetizes us to the real meaning of Christmas anyway. But it's also, as Christians, we've wanted to take advantage of Christmas to share our faith, to share the gospel. And it's easier, isn't it, to talk about how the fact is that God does love each one of us. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, he does offer us love, forgiveness, a welcome into his family, eternal life. It's easier to say this stuff. But the thing is, unless we do focus on Advent, we will lose stuff that is genuinely good for ourselves. Because Advent is the big reminder that we were made for more than just this life. We were made for eternity. And actually, this life, when compared to eternity, is comparatively brief. And that affects how we weigh up and see absolutely everything. Advent comes with this focus on God and truth and eternity. And it's just a perspective giver when our society and culture is driven by appearances and me-centeredness and now-focusedness. In other words, Advent reminds us about what is really of ultimate importance. So here's Jesus starting two chapters of teaching on Advent, page 939, Matthew 24, verses 1 to 4. And the context is Jesus has just been debating with the religious leaders of the time and exposing their hypocrisy and their corruption. And he leaves Jerusalem. Jesus left the temple, verse 1, and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. And the temple complex at the time, which symbolized the presence of God, was enormous. So think, what have I got down here? 2.5 times wider and 3.5 times longer than the longest sides of the Bank of England. You can put 7 St. Paul's cathedrals in the temple complex. It's big. And Jesus says this, "Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you." And he goes on then to prophesy further about the destruction of the temple and also the end of the world. And his disciples thought that that was one event. The destruction of God's temple must mean the end of the world. God comes down, God judges his enemies, God rescues and draws to himself his people. And Jesus spends the rest of chapter 24 sort of explaining that it's going to be two things. Two events. 40 years after Jesus spoke those words, the temple was destroyed. Jerusalem was annihilated in 70 AD. And here's the rub for us. It is one big prophecy. So as surely as the first bit happened in 70 AD, so just as surely the second bit will happen too. Jesus will return and will remember that it's his universe and not ours. We will, each one of us, stand before him in judgment, in his judgment seat. And the secrets of all of our hearts will be exposed before his searching gaze. You know, the warm fuzzies, this is not. But understood correctly, actually, this can be really good for our souls and even an encouragement. So I've got 3 brief reasons why. First of all, I think Advent, when we get it, makes Jesus more precious to us. And it makes us more grateful for the cross, because it is extraordinary that Jesus, who knows everything about us, still loves us unconditionally. It is extraordinary that on that day, we've got nothing to fear, because the judge came down and took the judgment in our place on the cross. There's nothing for us to pay. We're just welcomed in, into our heavenly family home. And it is amazing that the one with the authority to judge the whole universe wants each one of us as a friend for eternity in heaven. Advent makes Jesus more precious, I think, but also Advent gives us endurance, because it is not always easy, I think, to live faithfully for God. I mean, maybe just me, but are not lots of the battles actually deep inner personal ones that no one sees? You know, I'm not going to tell that lie. I'm going to hold back. I'm not going to let him or her have it with both barrels. I'm going to turn the other cheek again. And we can sometimes wonder, well, what's the point? What difference does it make? Who notices? And Advent says God notices. And God is pleased. And keep going. Because there's no sacrifice for him. There's no act for him that's too small or too private or too hidden that he doesn't see it and will not ultimately eternally reward it. Thirdly, then, Advent, I think, gives us perspective, because this life really isn't all there is, because we were made for more, an eternity's worth of more. And that does mean that if things are tough now, and in a room this size, for some of us, things are going to be tough, it really, really, really won't be like this forever. And there is a forever. You know, the things that might be the be-all and the end-all for some in this world, like that career success or that promotion, whether we get them or not, they don't need to be things that ultimately set the value of our lives and whether or not they were worthwhile or not. You know, 4 billion years into eternity with Christ, these things will not look as big or as important to us as they might do now. If we were each to spend 2 minutes a day, unlike an Advent calendar, but this one's about Advent, if we were to spend 2 minutes a day between now and Christmas Eve genuinely thinking about Advent and the ways that it can give us endurance and perspective and lead us into greater love for Jesus, we would, by God's grace, grow in maturity and grow in joy in Christ. And so, Lord Jesus, let it be so for each one of us. Amen.